Save Our Statues Fact Checks Fake History Plaques Defaming Historic Britons. By Jack Montgomery on August 26, 2022. The Save Our Statues group has launched a plaque check campaign to fact check so-called information boards defaming historic figures depicted in memorials. While Black Lives Matter inspired to destroy or vandalize statues and memorials in Britain has largely died down, anti-British officials and campaigners have adopted a new tactic of leaving monuments standing but recontextualizing them with often poorly sourced plaques and information boards accusing those they depict of various crimes against woke 21st century sensibilities. One such example of this, according to Save Our Statues, is a historic statue of Thomas Guy, an 18th century merchant and Member of Parliament, MP, outside the hospital he founded in central London. This has been imprisoned in a box since 2020, with the box now plastered over with a huge poster claiming that research has determined that a significant part of Thomas Guy's wealth came from the trade of enslaved people. Save Our Statues has taken exception to this, insisting in a plaque check affixed to the box that, in fact, his only link to slavery was shares in the South Sea Company, notorious for the South Sea bubble which it created. Foisted on him by the government as a holder of national debt forcibly converted into South Sea Company stock. Indeed, Guy's hospital itself grudgingly admitted that Guy did not have any choice over whether his pay tickets would be converted into South Sea stock in a self-flagellating report published in September 2021. Guy was a Bible printer, not a slave trader as this board implies, complained Robert Pohl, founder of the Save Our Statues campaign, in comments to Breitbart London. Observing wryly that even when given a 10-foot-wide information board, they still can't bring themselves to include different viewpoints, they just write theirs even larger. We are in a dangerous position where debate and discussion of history is being shut down, with only one acceptable viewpoint and where historians who question it are ostracized, Pohl said. The plaque check campaign is about challenging the notion of an official version of history and encouraging people to question what they read. The proliferation of plaques seems to have come largely in response to the Conservative Party government's initial half-hearted response to moves by mobs and leftist local politicians and officials to purge the public square of historic statues, saying that statues should be retained and explained. The explanations offered up so far have appeared entirely one-sided, with any memorial dating from periods in which empire and slavery were globally uncontroversial being festooned with woke denouncements. The plaques we've seen so far have all failed in their stated aim of bringing balance and objectivity, Pohl said, blasting their reductive and narrow view of history. Rather than the promised tools of debate, they've proved weapons of propaganda, he accused. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.